Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
And a very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, good to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And last night at Lone Depot Park, the Marlins and the Braves got together for the middle game of their three-game weekend series. With a win, the Atlanta Braves were hoping to secure their first road series victory of the season. The Marlins, on the other hand, were looking to even this series up and force a rubber match this afternoon, Kevin, up at 140. The matchup on the mound tonight, or last night, rather, featured Eliezer Hernandez and Kyle Wright, and the Marlins were in need of a good start from their right-hander. Well, it feels like we've said it far too often here in 2022, but when it's all said and done, it's another heartbreaker for the Marlins here tonight, who fall to 17-22, that after a 4-3 Atlanta Braves win, and the Braves have now won their first series of the season on the road. Tough night at the ballpark for the offense once again. Miami now 2-for-20 with runners in scoring position through the first two games of this series. They go 1-for-9 tonight. They were 1-for-11 last night. They left the winning run on second base in the bottom of the ninth inning. An opportunity to get to Kenley Jansen, who, by the way, 3 days ago blew his first save of the season. But when it's all said and done tonight, it goes for naught. The Braves improve to 19-21. And Miami falls to 17-22, 5 games under .500. We had a good pitching matchup on the mound here at Lone Depot Park tonight that featured Eliezer Hernandez and Kyle Wright. And this was a scoreless ball game through 4 innings tonight until the top of the 5th when William Contreras opened up the scoring for Atlanta. 3-2 pitch is hit high in the air, fairly deep right field. Garcia's back, still going back, looking up, it's out of here. William Contreras, in limited playing time, has just hit his 5th home run of the season. The Atlanta Braves draw first blood. It's 1-0 Atlanta here in the 5th. And that lead would stand, and unfortunately for Miami, they would never recover in this ball game tonight. They would trail all night long. I should mention, by the way, and we talk about the struggles that the offense has endured, instead of just skipping right there into the top of the 5th inning, Miami left the bases loaded facing Kyle Wright in the bottom of the 1st inning. They had an opportunity with the bases full of Marlins with Jesus Sanchez at the plate in the 1st inning, but Jesus Sanchez bounced out to Matt Olson at 1st base, and that was a big threat that was swatted aside by Kyle Wright in the 1st inning. Anyways, William Contreras homers in the top of the 5th inning tonight. The Marlins went quietly in the bottom of the 5th inning, and the Atlanta Braves kept their foot on the gas pedal against Eliezer Hernandez, who left after 5. So he allowed the home run to Contreras in the top of the 5th inning. Eliezer Hernandez did a really nice job tonight. They would put their foot on the gas pedal against others. Hernandez goes 5 innings tonight, allows 1 run. It was earned on 3 hits with a walk and 5 strikeouts. One of the best that we've seen out of Eliezer Hernandez this season. He was done after 5 innings of play. Halfway home in this ball game tonight, Atlanta had a 1-0 lead. Tanner Scott came on for the Marlins in the top of the 6th inning. He walked Ronald Acuna Jr. He got Matt Olson to bounce out to shortstop. That set the table for Marcell Ozuna. Infield pulled in. 3-2 pitch to Ozuna. Shot into right field. Down for a base hit. Atlanta takes a 2-0 lead. That bat for Marcell Ozuna dies a hero. It's an RBI single. And the Atlanta Braves have a 2-0 lead here in the 6th. And after an Austin Riley flyout to right field and a single by Ozzie Albies, Adam Duvall and the Braves were looking for more. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Duvall. Swings and hits a line drive left field, sinking fast in front of De La Cruz. It's down for a base hit. Ozuna's going to score. Albies goes flying into third. It's a big hit for the Atlanta Braves and for Adam Duvall, and it's 3-0 Atlanta here in the 6th. 5.5 innings into the books tonight, the Marlins were still without a run on the scoreboard. Kyle Wright went 5 innings, allowed 2 hits, no runs, nothing earned for Kyle Wright now in 2 starts against the Marlins this season. He has now, and I'll get this for you, tossed 11 innings. He's allowed a total of 6 hits. He has not allowed an earned run. He has walked 3. And he has struck out 17 Miami Marlins in 2 starts for the Atlanta Braves this season. So he worked 5 innings tonight. He turned things over in a 3-0 ball game to Darren O'Day in the bottom of the 6th inning when the Marlins would finally get on the scoreboard after a single by Garrett Cooper to open up the frame. He turned things over to Jorge Soler. Soler with 8 home runs. He cranks one into the gap, sinking fast, left center field, down for an extra base hit. Pedrique is going to wave Cooper. Here comes a throw. Swanson's going to put it in his back pocket. It's an RBI double for Jorge Soler. Miami chipping into the 3-0 Atlanta lead. It's 3-1 here in the 6th. And with Jorge Soler at second base with nobody out, Avi Garcia flew out to right field. Brian Snicker came out and got Jackson Stevens, who promptly struck out Brian Anderson and Jesus Sanchez to end the threat for the Marlins in the bottom of the 6th inning. We went to the 7th in a 3-1 game. Atlanta with a 3-1 lead headed into the 7th inning in tonight's ballgame. And on for the Marlins came Cody Poteet. The first man he faced was William Contreras. 3-2 pitch to Contreras is walloped in the air. Deep right field. Garcia's back. He's not going to get a good look at that sucker because it's out of here. Contreras has hit 2 home runs tonight. And now Atlanta has increased their lead. It's 4-1 in the 7th. It was William Contreras' 2nd multiple home run game of his career. His 2nd this season. That made it a 4-1 Atlanta lead after 6.5 innings. Jackson Stevens stayed on for the 7th. He got Brian De La Cruz to bounce out to 2nd. Eric Gonzalez came into this ballgame and replaced Miguel Rojas, whom we are awaiting further word on. His left calf cramped up on him. Hopefully it's nothing serious for the Marlins shortstop. So Eric Gonzalez came into the ballgame defensively and replaced Rojas in the 7th. He batted for the first time in the bottom of the 7th inning, grounded out to shortstop, and after a 2-out walk was issued to Peyton Henry, Jazz Chisholm bounced out to 2nd base in the bottom of the 7th inning. It was 3-1 Atlanta after 7 tonight. Let's see here. We move along to the 8th inning. Cody Poteet worked 2 effective innings for Miami. He did allow the home run to William Contreras leading off the 7th inning, but he did work through the 8th inning. He worked around a 2-out single by Ozzie Albies. It was 3-1 Atlanta headed to the bottom of the 8th inning. A.J. Minter came on for the Braves in the bottom of the 8th. He allowed back-to-back singles to Garrett Cooper and Jorge Soler to lead off the bottom of the 8th inning. And on the Soler single to left field, Marcell Ozuna made an error that allowed Cooper to go first and third. So the Marlins were set up. They were in business trailing by 2 in the 8th inning with runners on first and third and nobody out. Avi Garcia struck out, and then that meant Brian Anderson had a crack at making this thing a little bit closer. The 0-1 pitch, ground ball left side, could be 2. Swanson to his left has it. Throws the 2nd for 1. No relay to first base. Cooper will score. It's a fielder's choice RBI for Brian Anderson. And the Marlins are back within 2. It's 4-2 here in the bottom of the 8th. And with 2 outs, Jesus Aguilar was... He pinch hit for Jesus Sanchez. Aguilar bounced out to 3rd. And the Marlins would only get 1 in the bottom of the 8th inning, an inning that featured Marlins on 1st and 3rd with nobody out. Tommy Nance left them loaded for the Braves in the 9th. He was in all sorts of trouble in the 9th inning. He walked Duvall, allowed a single to Swanson. The Braves were at 2nd and 3rd with nobody out. William Contreras bounced out to short with the infield pulled in. Travis Demerite bounced into a fielder's choice. Ronald Acuna Jr. was intentionally walked with 2 outs. The bases were full for Matt Olson, but Tommy Nance danced out of that sucker. He struck out Matt Olson. We went to the bottom of the 9th inning, in a 4-2 ball game. Atlanta leading, trying to secure their first road series victory of the season. Kenley Jansen, fresh off his first blown save of the season and his first for the Atlanta Braves against the Brewers on Wednesday, came in. He struck out Brian De La Cruz looking. He struck out Eric Gonzalez looking. With nobody on base and two outs, he walked the pinch hitter Jacob Stallings. Donnie, at that point, out of options on his bench. So Stallings pinch hit for Henry. He drew a walk. Jazz Chisholm, who got injured after Ozzie Albies was caught stealing 2-4 in the eighth inning, he took a cleat to the shin or the knee area. Jazz hobbled at the plate. It was hard for him to even swing the bat there in the ninth inning. He legged out. Impressive. He legged out an infield single in the ninth. That put Stallings at second, Chisholm at first with two outs, and that set the table for Garrett Cooper. Here's the pitch. Swing and a line drive down the right field line. It's in for a base hit. Scoring from second is Stallings. In at third is Jazz. He slips and falls over the bag at third base. It's a double for Garrett Cooper. Miami's within a run. It's 4-3 in the bottom of the ninth. So the Marlins, who have been oh so close in this series, oh so close lately to blowing something open, they are looking for a big hit. They thought maybe tonight's the night. And on Cuban Heritage Night, Jorge Soler came to bat looking to be the hero. They've gotten a run back with two outs here in the bottom of the ninth inning in front of one of the best closers in baseball in Kenley Jansen. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Jorge Soler. Swung on and missed, strike three. The ball game is over, and the Atlanta Braves have won their first road series of the season. Jansen strikes out Soler, and the ball game is over. Atlanta wins it 4-3. We'll take a quick... Well, it's a tough night for the Miami offense, huh? Three runs on eight hits for the offense. No errors and nine men left on base. The Marlins, again, 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position after going 1-for-11 with runners in scoring position last night. It's just a tough night at the ballpark. There's really no two ways to chop it up. The offense has not gotten the job done on a night that they got a really nice effort from Eliezer Hernandez. We'll hear about that effort and more coming up in just a few minutes from Marlins manager Don Mattingly. But when it's all said and done, the Marlins are now in salvage mode, and they will need Sandy Alcantara to be very, very good tomorrow afternoon. Totals in this ball game tonight, 4 runs, 9 hits, an error, 7 men left on base for the Atlanta Braves. For the Marlins, 3 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They leave 9 men on base. Kyle Wright is your winner. He improves to 4-2, while Eliezer Hernandez falls to 2-4. He did, however, bring his ERA down from 6.15 to 5.59 tonight. Again, Eliezer was good. He gave the Marlins a chance to win. Kenley Jansen skipped around trouble in the bottom of the ninth inning. He left the game-winning run at second base with two outs. He struck out Jorge Soler, and Kenley Jansen picks up his 10th save of the season for the Atlanta Braves. We started this ball game at 6:13 tonight, ended at 9:41. Total game time of 3 hours and 28 minutes under the closed roof of Lone Depot Park in front of 13,264 strong at Lone Depot Park this evening. Taking a look at the totals offensively for this Marlins ball club tonight, Garrett Cooper put together a really good night. He's upped his average to 260 with a 3-for-4 performance with a couple of runs scored and an RBI and a walk. Jazz had a hit there in the ninth inning. He's 1-for-5 tonight. Jorge Soler went 2-for-5 while Avi Garcia went 1-for-4. Brian Anderson collected an RBI on a fielder's choice. He went 0-for-3 tonight in this ballgame. Jesus Sanchez collected a hit. Jesus Aguilar was hitless. So too was Brian De La Cruz and Miguel Rojas, who again left this ballgame after two at-bats tonight. He was replaced by Eric Gonzalez defensively in the seventh inning. We will await more word, but the early report is it was a tight left calf for Miguel Rojas. Two Braves with multi-hit performances tonight. Ozzie Albies went 2-for-4 at the plate. William Contreras, the hero for the Atlanta Braves tonight, his second career multi-homer game and his second multi-homer game this season. William Contreras making just his 8th start behind the plate this season tonight, goes 2-for-3 with a pair of home runs. And for Contreras, that was home runs number 5 and 6, RBIs number 8 and 9. Eliezer Hernandez, 5 innings, 3 hits, a run was earned, a walk and 5 strikeouts. Tanner Scott allowed a couple of runs, both earned on 2 hits and 2/3 of an inning. Dylan Floro allowed a hit one-third of an inning of work. Cody Poteet gave the Marlins a little length tonight, got 2 innings out of the bullpen from Cody. He coughed up the homer late to William Contreras, so he allowed a run. It was earned on 2 hits, and Tommy Nance had to dance around trouble in the top of the 9th inning. But when it's all said and done, Nance allowed a hit, walked a couple of the guys, but he got the big strikeout there of Matt Olson with the bases loaded and 2 outs in the top of the 9th inning. 4-3, the final score. The Braves win it, and for the Atlanta Braves, they improve to 19-21. Miami falls to 17-22 in the 39th game of the season here tonight. Wright beats Hernandez. Jansen with the save. Marlins pitchers tonight, they struck out 7. Miami pitching struck out 7 tonight. That means $175 will be pledged to AutoNation's Drive Pink Initiative. Braves beat the Marlins 4-3. They lock up their first road series victory of the season. Atlanta, 4 runs, 9 hits, and an error. 7 left on base. Miami, 3 runs, 8 hits, no errors, 9 left on base. Before we hear from Don Mattingly, let's step aside for a quick commercial break.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Back with you on Marlins Rewind. Let's hear what skipper Don Mattingly had to say after the Marlins lost to the Braves last night.
Don, we'll start with a couple of injury updates, if you have them, on Rojas and Jazz, who looked really uncomfortable there in that last half of the inning.
I don't have anything on Jazz yet. I think left calf tightness, I think it was left. So Jazz, obviously, he got hit, I think, on the Alves deal. He got hit with a spike on that slide. And, so where that goes, I don't know.
Eliezer had a pretty nice start there.
Really nice.
Would you say that was the aggressiveness and the attacking that you wanted to see from him?
It was. And he, as Mel's looking at that through the game, he didn't really feel like he made any mistakes. Even the pitch the guy hit, he felt like it was a good pitch. Tip your hat a little bit to, you don't like to, but sometimes you do. But I thought that was a really good start for Eliezer.
You pulled him after 70 pitches. Was that because this lineup going the third time through would just be pretty difficult?
A little bit of third time, but we want to start building some, we feel like his starts are getting better and better. Obviously, there's been some home runs in there, but, we like what he was doing today. Running back through the third time has been a, you're kind of looking at a pitch count area that we've been watching where the trouble starts, and I'm going to stay away from that.
The fourth inning, Jesus Sanchez on third, one out, Brian De La Cruz ground ball, and the two outs on the base path. Just what did you see as that unfolded?
Yeah. Trying to be aggressive and take a chance at a run with contact there. Sanchez gets in the rundown and De La just gets caught too far. If the rundown, it's kind of how you're – you try to do the rundown, you want to get that out as quickly as possible to prevent the guy from getting second. They did a nice job. We got caught, a little too far.
Obviously you want to be aggressive, but the ball was he was going to be out pretty much. Would you rather he be cautious, or you're fine with the decision he did make? Jesus.
No, that's not his. That's my decision. Okay. Yeah, we're going contact there. We're going to try to score a run. So, we're at in the order. We're going to take a chance there. Most of the time, if it is a ball like that, usually you can stay in the rundown long enough to get the guy to second, and you're still in scoring position. So you take it, for us, in our minds, we're taking a chance to score and feeling like we're going to be able to get that guy to second. Obviously, that didn't happen.
Just the situational hitting, I think, earlier in the game, Bobby does a nice job getting it to right field, advancing on it, but then just later on, there's other opportunities missed. Is it individual approaches? Is it obviously you're not going to get it done each time? What would you like to see?
Yeah, we had chances again, and it's not something you want to keep talking about, but you know, you have some opportunities. It seemed like right for them was, you know, it took him a little bit to find his rhythm. We had, you know, we had him working. Felt like guys were taking good at bats. We put him under pressure in the first, threw a lot of pitches in the second. And then he kind of found his groove. And it, obviously his stuff is good. But I thought we did a nice job with that. We just weren't able to, again, you know, we've talked about this a lot. It sounds a little bit like a broken record. But we've got to, you know, find a way to push those runs across when we get opportunities. And that's really, you know, the main theme in general so far.
Yeah, like that ninth inning.
Yeah. I mean, same shot. I mean, obviously, I mean, if you're making movies, right, you got Soli up there on Cuban Heritage Night, and you're like, okay, this feels like magical. And sometimes I guess the movies don't all end with good endings, right? But yeah, like, you know, we give ourselves a chance. You know, Jacob, you know, works the walk. Jazz obviously battling that knee, gets down the line and beats that play. Coop throws one out there, and you know it's all set up. So you know, you like the fact that your guys are continuing to go, and it seems like we've had a lot of those. But we've talked about it a lot too.
You know, Cooper, that double, and he was also in position with the other two runs. Just his individual performance tonight, and I think the last couple of games he's had some stuff in key situations as well.
Yeah, he you know, obviously the pinch hit last night, and then tonight he swung the bat good all night too. So yeah, Coop's, you know, we need to get him going. Like we talk about a number of guys, you know, guys get going, but Coop's one of those guys. You know, he doesn't get talked about as much because he's been here. He's like, he's not new, but Coop's a really good hitter, and you know, the more guys we get going, the better our opportunities are going to be.
Don Mattingly after the Marlins lost to the Braves last night. 1:40 this afternoon, first pitch in Game 3. Miami going to try to salvage a game in this three-game set. They will see these Braves again next weekend at Truist Park in Atlanta. Your matchup on the mound this afternoon will feature Ian Anderson and Sandy Alcantara. 1:40 first pitch, 1:10 airtime with Marlins on deck. And as always, we hope you find some time to join us on the Marlins Radio Network, driven by AutoNation.